production is part of the Comment podcast series brought to you by King's College London.
My name is Alexander Turk. I'm Professor of Law at the Dixon Poon School of Law at King's College London. The context of the legal challenge arose from a dispute brought by a hairdresser from London, Mr. Dos Santos, who instructed a law firm, Mishkon Rea, to clarify whether after the referendum to leave the European Union, whether the leaving of the European Union can be effected by an act of parliament or whether the government can leave just through on the basis of the royal prerogative. Any person can actually bring an action in the High Court to clarify this very important constitutional issue. Mr. Dos Santos claims that he, as an ordinary citizen, wants to know whether the government can actually trigger leaving the European Union merely on the basis of its prerogative or whether it is necessary to have an act of parliament. The argument here is one of democratic legitimacy. Mr. Dos Santos voted for the current parliament. He wants that the current parliament decides whether the UK leaves the European Union, and that cannot just be done by the government itself. The referendum under UK law has no legally binding status. In other words, any decision to leave the European Union can either be made by Parliament or by government, and that is what the dispute is about. Obviously, Parliament and government need to take account the will of the people to leave. But the referendum in and of itself is not the basis of a decision. In and of itself, it does not legally constitute anything other than a political direction. The main argument is that the government claims that there is no act of parliament necessary. It has a prerogative in foreign affairs. That means the UK government can enter into international agreements, but it can also terminate international agreements. The problem with the argument is that the European Union is not just any international organization, but is a supranational body which has shaped UK law over the last 40 years to a considerable extent. And therefore the argument that leaving the European Union just like any normal organisation is not very convincing. The issue that needs clarifying arises under European law, actually, because Article 50 of the Treaty of European Union says that any member state can only leave if there is a decision to leave, which is then notified to the European Council. That means that under UK law, it needs to be clear who makes the decision to leave and who notifies the European Council. Otherwise, such a notification would be unlawful and illegal. So if an act of parliament were to be required, then the government cannot lawfully leave the European Union by just using the royal prerogative. On the other hand, if the royal prerogative is sufficient as a constitutional basis, then that in and of itself would be lawful to leave the European Union. The key question is the royal prerogative sufficient or does the government need an act of parliament that will authorise it to notify the European Union that the UK wants to leave? The first question is, what is the court going to do? The time frame for the court's decision in this case, currently the dispute is pending in the High Court, will be very short. There will be a hearing in October with a possible decision in November. It is very likely that any decision by the High Court will be appealed directly to the Supreme Court, and that will most likely not happen by the end of 2016. This, of course, is problematic in the sense that Theresa May has indicated that she would like to start the formal notification process by the end of this year. So if we do not know by the end of this year whether leaving the European Union on the basis of the royal prerogative is lawful or not, that will impact on the timetable of the government to proceed. So, for government, it will be clear if the court says the prerogative is not enough, then an act of parliament will be needed, and a government will act unlawfully if it acts without an act of parliament. On the other hand, if the royal prerogative is sufficient, then the government can just go ahead and withdraw on the basis of the prerogative power. The legal arguments are actually quite complicated, but they actually boil down to this. The royal prerogative can only be used in foreign affairs if the use of the royal prerogative does not amend current statute law in the United Kingdom. It can also not be used to circumvent or frustrate the will of Parliament being expressed in an Act of Parliament. The problem here is that there is an Act of Parliament from 1972. When the UK joined the European Community then, in 1973, the UK Parliament passed an Act in 1972, the European Communities Act, which is concerned with how EU law is incorporated into UK law. In other words, how do you ensure that whatever legislation or whatever rights the EU provides for citizens will be available in British law. And it is fairly clear that in and of itself, the decision and notification to the European Council to leave the European Union will not affect the EC Act 1972. But the problem with this argument is that the EC Act 1972 has automatically, almost automatically, incorporated any EU rights for UK citizens or other citizens into British law. If the government terminates the membership of the European Union, these rights will no longer be available to British citizens. The automatic incorporation of the EC Act 1972 will stop at this point. I mean, all rights that are already incorporated will be available to citizens, but new rights will no longer be available. So it's like a freeze of any kind of development in European law. New rights that the European Union might give to UK citizens, UK citizens will not be able to rely on. And that means that any decision to withdraw by the government will impact on the rights of citizens in the United Kingdom. And therefore, the argument can well be made that an Act of Parliament is required. UK courts are usually very cautious when it comes down to frustrating government. So it's very likely that the courts will carefully listen to the arguments on both sides and will decide that the government's view is not an unreasonable view to take. It might not necessarily be the view with which the court agrees, but it's not an unreasonable view, and therefore will allow the government to proceed on the basis of the royal prerogative. This seems all the more likely outcome because the political ramifications of saying that an act of parliament is required would land the judges in pretty hot political waters. Imagine that the government cannot get on with leaving the European Union, an Act of Parliament is required. That will lead to lengthy debates in Parliament, and therefore the timetable of leaving the European Union by 2018 will unravel. The other point, though, is that even if the court does not frustrate the government will be well advised to seek some reassurance from Parliament that this is okay. This can be done by a resolution in the House of Commons. A resolution is not the same as an Act of Parliament, but provides political clarity that a House of Commons actually supports the government. And not to seek and go back to Parliament for such a resolution would look as if the government were either scared or actually does not care about what the House of Commons has to say in this matter, which would be equally politically unwise. I think the correct way to proceed is actually by way of Act of Parliament, because the EC Act 1972 is not an ordinary Act of Parliament. As the courts themselves have said, it is an act of constitutional status. It seems odd that the government can simply make a decision in foreign affairs, which will to a large extent stop the EC Act 1972 from providing citizens in the United Kingdom with any rights that the European Union will produce. It seems clear that only Parliament itself can actually make that decision and not government. Any Parliament that would go against the will of the people would have grave repercussions on the political system. In theory, it could be blocked. Parliament could actually refuse to make the decision to leave. That would block Brexit. Both parties, Conservatives and Labour, have actually made it clear that they will not go against
the referendum outcome. So even if an Act of Parliament is required, very unlikely that Parliament will refuse to honour the outcome of the referendum.
For more comment on research at King's, expert reaction to breaking news and debate on current issues in health, science and the arts, follow King's College London on SoundCloud or visit our website.